That's just hilarious to me. We're going to speak to someone, hopefully, from the Ballarat Council who can tell us the nature of the letters that people have written saying Mulla Walla is too hard to pronounce.
They said naming...
Mulla Walla is probably one of the most easiest names in the world to pronounce.
It probably is. And they said, now listen, why don't we just call a creek nearby Mulla Walla?
I've got no objection to creeks having difficult to pronounce names.
No, naming a creek after the respected elder was a poor second choice.
Okay, we need to set out a challenge. What is the most difficult place name in Victoria to pronounce? That may well be an Aboriginal word. It may not be an Aboriginal word. But who has the most trouble explaining to someone, I live in...
Well, what's the name of that street down there?
Wurrinjeri Way.
Wurrinjeri Way.
Yeah, that's hard to say.
What about Birrarung Ma?
You've got to think of, we've had maybe three or four pots. You've got to tell the taxi driver where you live, okay?
I live in Birrarung Ma.
Yeah, or I live in Wurrinjeri Way. Oh, mind you, there's a clear winner after three or four pots.
Utterly.
Yeah.
Lilydale.
Right? I wonder where people who...
What's easier to pronounce, Lilydale or Mulla Walla?
Oh, Mulla Walla is much easier than Lilydale. I wonder if anyone's listening who's from Lilydale, when you hop in a taxi to go home after the office Christmas party, where do you end up?
The players have been fantastic.
Because when you try to pronounce Lilydale, you're not going to end up in Lilydale. Mm. Anyway, that's the front page of the other stories around this morning. It is said that the next generation of Australians will be worse off than their parents and will be the first Australian generation to be so.
Yes, because there's no question that this generation is better off than the generation that... that constantly told us what it was like to grow up during the Depression.
Ellie hops in a taxi after the office Christmas party. Ellie, and where do you want to be taken to?
You potty pot pon.
You potty pot pon. Imagine...
after a pot.
You three or four potty pot pons. Ellie, thank you very much.
Does that place exist?
You potty pot pon?
Yeah,
I think so.
Huh.
Actually, you potty pot pon's not too hard to say, is it?
No.
Warren, you've hopped in the cab after the office Christmas party. Where do you want to go?
Tambangalinga
Bang. Yeah, I can never get it.
No, I can't.
Is it Tan or Tam?
Tambangalinga.
Tambangalinga.
Is it Tan as in N for Nelly, or is it Tam as in M?
M for Mary.
M for Mary.
Warren, thank you very much. You know, in the cabs, remember that cabs used to have, the cab driver had to speak to bass?
Yes.
Right, now it's all done by computer.
Right.
I was sitting in a cab one day when the cab driver illegally took another job whilst I was still in it, but cab drivers used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Right, and they go, Vic 3-4. Yes, Vic 3-4. Pick up from 10 Nelly Street, Coburg. And he goes, yeah, could you spell that? He goes, yes, N for Nelly. Serious. Helen. Where do you want to go?
Yakandanda.
Yeah. So there's got to be, Helen, I think there's got to be some English words that are...
Yes.
Well, you and I had a dispute one day as to whether it was Western Supermare or Western Supermare.
Well, yes, the to and from's actually call it Western Supermare.